Well, we're going back east, and we're bringing in just a wonderful author. We had one of his books on last year, and this one is about baseball spectacular 1960s. It's called Maz to Yaz, obviously Mazeroski to Yastrzemski to Amazin, which means the Mets. And Thad Mumaw joins us. Thad, nice to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, very good. Now, why did you pick this decade to talk about?
Well, it's just so special to me, Marty. My dad had already introduced me to baseball, and along came 1960, and he was a Pirates fan, so obviously that was special for him and me, listening to all those old games on KDKA. But then I went to high school and college during the 60s and played a lot of baseball, and so that was really nice for me, and I followed it, and there were so many names that I don't know, that just popped up during that decade that stuck with me, and then so many things that happened. It was just a really eventful decade.
Well, it was. I call it the best decade ever of Major League Baseball for everything that happened in the 60s and all the turmoil in the country at the time that was going on, and with the integration of the United States at a boiler point level. And, of course, the baseball was amazing as well. What jumped out at you? And I know you go through the 60s really carefully with some really good anecdotes. Do you have a couple that you enjoyed that maybe you could share with us that would allow people to know what's in the book?
Well, there's the obvious things. Maris hitting 61, and then the Yankees winning five straight pennants, and all of a sudden they're at the bottom of the heap. But for me, there were things like Jim Gentile in 1961 having his greatest season ever at really the worst time ever for him in terms of getting a lot of notice for it, with Mantle and Maris having the home run derby. And then I love the story when the Astrodome opened and the Mets were in there, and Casey Stengel, of course, he's always a great story. And Lindsey Nelson was his play-by-play guy for the Mets, and they had a gondola that they put up 200 feet up in the air, and he was going to broadcast from up there. And so when they had the pregame meeting at the plate with the umps, he was talking to Tom Gorman. He said, well, My man Lindsey, what happens if a ball hits up there where he's at? He said, do you have a ground rule to cover that? Because, of course, they're going over all the ground rules. And he said, well, I don't know. I guess it'll be just like hitting the roof. It'll be in play. And so Casey said, how about my man Lindsey? He's going to be a ground rule.
I love it. Casey always had great lines. Yeah, there's a lot of really nice anecdotes in the book. Maz to Yaz to Amazin. Thad Mumaw is the author, M-U-M-A-U. Thad, where can one get the book if someone wanted to pick it up?
Well, I don't think all the Barnes & Noble stores carry it. It's in this store, and it's one in Raleigh, but you can always order it. They have it on order. You can order it on Amazon, or you can order it from the publisher. The publisher is kind of a story in itself. It's Summer Game Books, which is located in Orange, New Jersey, and the only books they do are about baseball, so you can order one from there, too.
Oh, very good. We have the Book Tree in Montclair. We have David up there, and David gets all the baseball books, and if you're interested, just go up to the Book Tree in Montclair, and David will order it, and he will get it in.
That's great.
Yeah, I enjoy it. We have a little clip we're going to play tomorrow, and it's interesting hearing your accent because I just listened to the little interview I did with the late Tony Cloninger, who passed away about a week ago, I think, a week or so ago. But Tony Cloninger, very famous here in San Francisco as a member of the Atlanta Braves, as a pitcher, he hit two grand slams in one game. How about that?
Yes, sir, I remember that. And in fact, Tony Cloninger, I talked to him for this book and have quite a few quotes from him about the change over in pitching, how things change with the rules changes, and about him being on that Atlanta Braves team that scored so many runs. Of course, he won 24 games one season. But, yeah, really a nice guy. I'm sorry that he's gone.
Yeah, he ended up hitting two grand slams in a game at Candlestick, and he pitched the first game in Atlanta when the Milwaukee Braves moved to Atlanta, and he lost it. Bobby Bregan was the manager, but I think he pitched 14 innings.
Yes, he did.
That was the kind of guy he was. So,
I don't believe they were counting pitches then.
No, I don't think so. But, boy, it's an interesting time. Juan Marichal, we have what we do, a greatest game in Giants franchise history. We do one a week. And we have one coming up this weekend, where it's the end of the 1966 season, and you know the Dodgers had to win that game in Philadelphia with Koufax to avoid the Giants possibly having a playoff with him in 66, and Koufax beat Jim Bunning and did that. But just prior to that, a very huge game between the Giants and the Pirates. Marichal was in a game, and the Giants were losing 5-3 in the ninth. This is the last week of the season. Tom Haller hit a two-run homer to tie it up 5-5 off Elroy Face, and Marichal hit a home run to win the game 6-5. So Juan Marichal never got the great accolades of the 60s, but he hit a home run, one of only four he hit in his whole career, to win a game for the Giants. How about that?
Well, how about that? And interesting you bring him up, because at the end of the book, after going through all the decades, season by season, I have kind of some other things about the 60s, and one of those, I'm not the only one, but I dubbed Willie Mays the greatest player of the decade, and he might be the greatest player ever, period. But then Marichal, the pitcher, I gave him the Cy Young of the 60s, and of course he never won one, and Gibson is known for all those great seasons, but when you stacked them up with all their ERAs and their wins, Juan Marichal had a better decade.
Boy, very good. We always thought that, but he never got a vote for the Cy Young. Never got a vote until the 70s.
Well, he got the 1960 decade Cy Young from me.
Very good. I'll have to tell him that next time. He'll be out here for the Barry Bonds number retirement. That comes up on August 11th. We'll have to tell Juan about that. But Marvin Miller was a big part. Labor issues in the 60s, and you really captured it very well. I enjoy it. It's another one of those books you could pick up any chapter and read about it. So, Thad, congratulations. I appreciate having you on.
Well, thank you. I love talking with you. And, of course, you know so much baseball, and you can talk about any decade, but we're together on the 60s.
All right. Appreciate it. And I love that North Carolina accent. You know that. It's always fun to hear.
Thank you a lot.
All right. That is Thad Mumau, M-U-M-A-U, and the book is about the 60s. And you can get it. Try the book tree up in Montclair. Maz to Yaz to Amazin. And those would be the Mets that won the World Series in 1969. Wow. All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.